Shalom, Australia. Tuvia Yanai Weitzman, age 21, died on Thursday night of wounds sustained during a stabbing attack at a supermarket in the Sha'ar Binyamin industrial zone southeast of Ramallah. The off-duty soldier was critically injured while shopping with his wife Yael and four-month-old daughter Netta. Because he was on a week-long leave from the army when he was attacked, he was unarmed. His funeral was held on Friday at the Mount Herzl Military Cemetery. 1,000 people gathered to pay their respects to a young husband and father who was eulogized as a natural leader. In the attack, a second man, 36, was seriously wounded, but is now reported in moderate and stable condition in hospital. Omar Rewawi and Ihad Sabah, both aged 14, from Betunia near Ramallah, were identified as the two attackers. They were shot by an armed civilian who rushed to the scene after hearing screaming. Sabah died of his wounds. Rewawi remains hospitalized. Two border police officers in their early 20s and a bystander were injured in a stabbing attack at the Damascus Gate on Friday morning. One officer was stabbed in the upper body and the other was stabbed in the arm. The bystander, identified as a 50-year-old Palestinian woman from East Jerusalem, was hit in the leg by fragments from the shots fired at the assailant by security forces. She was very lightly hurt. The assailant was identified as Mohammed Abu Khalaf, a 20-year-old from the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Kafar Aqab. He was shot and killed by police during his attack. Raid Hamed, age 20, was killed on Friday afternoon as he tried to carry out a car ramming attack against Israeli soldiers in the northern West Bank. The troops spotted the driver as he directed his vehicles towards them during riots in the town of Silwad, and they opened fire. Two prominent Israelis went to jail this past week. Former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Rabbi Yehoshua Pinto both began their respective sentences for corruption after trying every legal avenue open to avoid them. A poll showed that 82% of Israelis wanted Olmert to serve his full term. The debate about the army's response to the current wave of violence was renewed on Wednesday when IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Gadi Eisenkot, speaking at a high school in Bat Yam, said, "When there's a 13-year-old girl holding scissors or a knife and there is some distance between her and the soldiers, I don't want to see a soldier open fire and empty his magazine at a girl like that, even if she is committing a very serious act. Rather, he should use the force necessary to fulfill the objective." Eisenkot rejected the idea that the IDF should use as its slogan the biblical injunction that if someone rises to kill you, you should kill them first. Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotovely said Eisenkot's words were damaging to Israel's image. Sfat Chief Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu mocked the Chief of Staff's comment, saying his statement could have sounded very touching, enlightened even, if he were successful at stopping this ongoing wave of terror attacks. To the regret of us all, Gadi Eisenkot failed in his foremost duty. Bayit Yehudi MK Moti Yogev, a former IDF colonel, said on Thursday that he knew the chief of staff personally and appreciated his work, but objected to his reference to the Jewish aphorism, "If a person rises to kill you, kill him first." He said that the chief of staff should retract his comments so that they were not confused as dismissive of the scripture on which we rely. Called on to condemn Eisenkot, Foreign Minister Moshe Yaalon defended him, saying, "We must act calmly, judiciously and with discretion in order to keep from harming innocents and to avoid creating a situation in which our outrage causes us to lose our humanity and ultimately lose sight of justice." The policeman who shot two scissor-wielding teenagers last year, killing one of them, had the charges against him dropped this week. Six people were killed and 12 were injured in a collision between a bus and a truck on Route 1 on last Sunday evening. The Egged bus driver was arrested on Monday morning on suspicion of causing death by negligence. The police said its preliminary investigation showed that the driver, Chaim Biton, aged 40, had become distracted while driving, which is why he crashed the number 402 bus into a truck that was stopped on the side of the road due to gear failure. During his hearing, the police attorney said Biton is also suspected of tampering with evidence after the collision when he removed the recording disc from the bus's tachograph, the device that documents the vehicle's speed and distance and the driver's activity. Senior Hamas official Ismail Haniyeh said on Friday that 10 days ago their military wing discovered an underground vehicle on which were installed cameras and sensors to monitor tunnels and fighters. Hamas had been investigating a series of tunnel collapses in the Gaza Strip in recent weeks, which have killed at least 10 of its members. Speaking during a sermon at Friday prayers in the Shati refugee camp where he lives, Haniyeh said the find gave the movement an advantage. He said it proved that the occupation is embarking on defensive maneuvers, and it is proof that Israel is not preparing for war. In an unusual move, the Rabbinical High Court of Appeals this past week issued a cherem, a writ of banishment, against Oded Guez, a physicist at Tel Aviv University, because he has refused to give his wife a divorce for the past 4 years. The cherem says Guez is not to be honored, hosted, allowed to attend synagogue, or even be asked as to his health, or visited at home if he is ill, among other prohibitions, until he relents from his stubbornness and listens to his betters, and he unchains his wife and gives her a get. 150 passengers were stranded in Amsterdam for Shabbat after an El Al plane hit a fence at Amsterdam Airport Schiphol while being pulled to the runway by an airport tow truck. No one was hurt in the incident, but the 737's wing was damaged, putting the plane out of commission. Actor Yossi Graber died on Friday at age 82. Graber appeared in hundreds of plays and films over the course of his 60-year career. Shmuel Willenberg, the last survivor of Treblinka, the Nazi death camp where 875,000 people were systematically murdered, died yesterday at the age of 93. Only 67 people are known to have survived the camp, fleeing in a revolt shortly before it was destroyed. 3 years after falling in love with Israel on a birthright trip, former American Idol contestant Brett Lowenstein made Aliyah on Wednesday. In 2011, Lowenstein achieved fame as a contestant on Idol when he was one of the season's final 10. Because fans and media continuously identified him as a Jewish contestant, Lowenstein said he began to feel Jewish for the first time in his life. The redhead plans to join an IDF military band when he enlists in the IDF this summer. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.